Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Kate?
Yeah.
Hi Kate, it's Aaron calling you from INS Law in regards to your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Right.
Hi, is now a good time to talk?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yep, okay. What I want to do is I'm just going to go through your application with you and grab some further details and tell you how it's all going to work, if that's okay.
Right.
Okay.
Can I just start by saying first, because I don't know if this is relevant, but I've also registered with Pathways.
Pathways? What's Pathways?
It's kind of similar to what you do.
Okay.
But it was about 6 months ago I registered with them, but I've not really heard anything to them. I know it takes a while. But I was just wondering if would that make any difference or whatever?
No, from what I can see here, I don't think they're a law firm, especially dealing with the Scottish Redress Scheme. It just says, Pathways is designed to help aspiring entrepreneurs in the south of Scotland. College degrees and stuff like that, which they're in council. But I can't see anything in regards to any solicitors.
Just give
me 1 second. Ah, okay. Bear with me. There's Pathways Legal Services, but they focus on immigration and human rights focused firm.
No, it's not that. I mean, I spoke to the woman on the phone and everything, and she was asking me about how long I was in to hear all the questions, and she says that I would be eligible for it.
Okay. To save any time today then, what I'd suggest from our end is potentially going through emails and having a search of Pathways or anything like that, and see if you've got any emails in regards to, the Scottish Redress Scheme.
And I've got a letter there.
You've got a letter? Okay, do you know what it says?
I'll get the letter, right?
Okay, not
a problem. 2 minutes.
Yeah, take it down.
Right, hold on to your finger. Where is it?
If you want, I can give you some time to find it and you can call me back. That's entirely up to you.
I think I've got it here. Hold on a minute.
Okay, not a problem.
Sure, I had it there. That bloody much rubbish. Yeah. I'm sure it's here. This is a pamphlet. It's just like a wee magazine thing to tell you what everything's about on it.
Right, okay.
Here's Pathways. Peer support and future pathways. I don't know if that's right. I don't know. But I would rather go with you anyway.
Okay, so what you'll need to do then is you can potentially give that Pathways a call and tell them that you want to cancel anything with them. And obviously that'll then cancel your agreements with them as well. And then I can potentially give you a call back tomorrow and start the process with you.
Right, I don't think I've actually got their number here, but
Can you tell me the name that's on the top of the letter? Who it's addressed
from? It just says. It just says peer support, but this isn't the actual. This isn't the actual application thing. This is just for letting you know what they offer, for letting in terms of support and things like that.
And do you know if they're a Scottish based firm?
No, the girl phoned to Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
It's a contact thing here.
Yeah, what's that contact number?
It says 07552.
07552. Yep.
393. 393, yep. 019.
019. Okay.
But I don't know if this is just for, like, to give you support and things like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm just trying to figure out who you are signed up with. Just so obviously we can either potentially liaise with them or obviously we don't want to step on their toes as well. Because obviously, yeah, if you want, give that mobile number a call. And
right.
Oh yeah, hang on. Future pathways, check the team. That's the number that you just give me. Okay, I've got them here. Bear with me. Future pathways is what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
That number that you've given me has matched their contact number.
Right.
So yeah, so just give that mobile number a call and just say, either, you know, where are you at with my case, or, you know, I want to cancel anything further with yourself.
Okay.
And obviously, don't tell them that you want to go to another law firm. Just say that you want to cancel, because they'll try and keep you. You know, and obviously, you just said to me that you don't want to go with them. You want to go with ourselves, for example. So,
Do you see that?
I want to go with you, or no? No, I'd recommend not, because they'll want to try and keep you and you know, not want you to.
How long does it take to see what let me use? How long does it take to get redress? If you know what I mean?
Yeah. So the scheme, they look at your case. So we build out all the evidence we can possible, and then we present that to the Scottish Government. The turnaround in all of that is around about 6 to 10 months.
Right.
That's quite generic. Some law firms take longer, but we try and build the case the best that we can with the most evidence that we can support with, but obviously try and do it as in a quick and efficient manner for the likes of yourself. You know, we understand the one you're waiting around for a year or two.
I mean, I'm nearly 60 year old. I've not got that long to wait.
Oh, you've got plenty of years. You've got plenty in the tank.
But you know what, because my sister's done this 3 years and so's my brother.
Oh, right. Okay.
And same it told me, he got on the use, but I'd already told him I was on pathway and I didn't think that would work.
Yeah.
But anyway, but the thing is, we were on care through the early 70s to the 80s.
Yeah.
And have you still got, can you still get information that long back?
Of course we can. So we've got over 500 clients signed up from Scotland in regards to the scheme. Some of them even date back to the 1950s when they were in care.
Right.
I think my oldest client he's 77.
And
we can still pull records on him too. Records can be found. It just depends on that local authority or that institution.
Well, see,
whether they, you know, destroyed the records or anything.
Well, that's what I was going to say. See, the social work department that we dealt with,
yeah,
that shut down quite a while ago, I think. So
okay,
I don't
so,
know what would happen to all the files.
Yeah, so who's your local council?
I don't know. Oh, Kirkcaldy Housing, do you mean?
What's
housing?
That mean?
What?
No, no, who's your local council? So is it Glasgow City Council? Is it Edinburgh?
Oh, it's Glasgow.
Glasgow, yeah. So Glasgow have a massive archive system where, yeah, like you said then, if any of the social care systems are shut down, they hold the records on that social care's behalf.
Right.
Yeah, so what I do, Kate, is I'd bring that mobile number that you've just told me and just say to them that, you know, you wanna cancel anything further with your application. And yeah, obviously I can give you a call back tomorrow morning and just see how you got on with that phone call and what, you know, what they said.
Right, okay.
Okay. Is that okay with
right,
yourself?
That's what I'll do then, right?
Okay.
Because
not
I think
problem,
I would
Kate.
Rather go with you than the other one.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand completely. What time would you like me to call you back tomorrow?
It'll need to be about, could you phone in the afternoon, because I've got to go to the opticians in the morning.
Yeah, do you want to call you back about 2:30?
Aye, that's great.
Yeah, that's not the problem, I'll do that for you.
That's brilliant.
As I said, I'll see how you got on with the with Pathways.
Right, that's great, thank you very much.
Not a problem, Kate. Enjoy the rest of your day. I look forward to speaking to you tomorrow.
Right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Not a problem. Bye now.
Bye-bye.